The Education of Father Karras by Monsignor Robert J. Batchel. In William Peter Blatty's famous novel The Exorcist, 1971, Chris McNeil, the mother of Reagan, a mysteriously disturbed child, and a professional actress, arranged to meet Father Karras at the Key Bridge near Georgetown in Washington, D.C. Her awkwardness could not have been more obvious. She was not a Catholic. Indeed, she wasn't even a believer. But she was desperate to find help for her daughter. Probably to tamp down her anxiety, Chris decided to ask Father Karras first about his education. She thought Father Karras had originally been a psychiatrist and then left that life behind to become a priest. Father Karras explained that, no, he was first a priest and then his order, the Jesuits, sent him to medical school and then on to training in psychiatry. Chris was working her way up to the real reason for meeting with Father Karras. All of a sudden, she just blurted it out. How do you go about getting an exorcism? Father Karras was stupefied. It just doesn't happen anymore, he said. Chris interjected, since when? Without missing a beat, the priest replied, since we learned about mental illness. All these things that they taught me at Harvard. The Harvard curriculum has never taken an official position on Catholic teaching and demonic possession. Nonetheless, Father Karras was certain, because of his time there, that the possessed individuals mentioned in the Gospels were schizophrenics. Thus, when Chris revealed it was not an exorcism for herself, but for her daughter Reagan, Father Karras responded, forget about getting an exorcism. But the conversation was not over. Father Karras was not going to change his mind on an exorcism for Reagan, but Chris tried one last time. Can't you even look at her? Well, as a psychiatrist, yes, I could. Chris was not satisfied. With all the force she could muster, she yelled at Father Karras, she needs a priest. In Father Karras' education, there was seldom, if ever, a comeuppance like the one given at that moment. With that single remark, enough doubt is cast upon the supposedly insuperable judgment that had bubbled up in the helping professions by that time that every unruly behavior can be explained and treated by applying the right therapy. Several years before Blatty wrote The Exorcist, Philip Reif published The Triumph of the Therapeutic, 1966, whose subtitle is often overlooked, Uses of Faith After Freud. In the book's very last paragraph, there is this telling admission, a virtual lament. A sense of well-being has become the end, rather than a byproduct of striving after some superior communal end. After taking his readers through an extensive study of the psychoanalytic thought of Freud and a few other psychoanalysts like Jung and Adler, Reif argues that a stunning change has occurred in modern consciousness. It is the claim that well-being, psychologically understood, is the real goal of human life. Reif then goes on to note that this has led to a fundamental change in our culture. And then comes the coup de grace. In such a perspective, which focuses on individual feeling, there will be nothing further to say in terms of the old style of despair and hope. That attitude was no doubt central to Father Karras' education at Harvard and in his subsequent psychoanalytic training. His quick dismissal of demonic possession and his flat-out refusal to even considering an exorcism attests to how swift was the triumph of the therapeutic. What remains puzzling, of course, was the failure on Father Karras' part to take into account the education he must have received in the seminary before his ordination. Surely it would have included how to contend with the mysterium iniquitatis, the mystery of evil, by means such as prayer, spiritual direction, ascetical theology, and the sacramental life, all of which might very well have helped him at least to keep an open mind. Father Karras started out seeing Reagan as a psychiatrist as he said he would, but then something happened. He had a change of heart because, as he later reported to the bishop, Reagan's case satisfied the requirements for an exorcism as laid down in the ritual. A ritual is, to be sure, an important thing, but it is not the same as a deep personal adherence to the faith which we are led to under the aegis of Grau. Not all education arrives via schools and degree-granting institutions, as the novelist intended us to see, this time in Father Karras' favor. For the last and best part of Father Karras' education would come through a fellow Jesuit, Father Lancaster Marin. Marin had been chosen by the local bishop to be the chief exorcist, even though Father Karras had expressed a desire to fill that role. At a pause in Reagan's exorcism, Father Karras asks Father Marin, "What would be the purpose of possession? What's the point?" Father Marin answered, "I think the point is to make us despair, to reject our own humanity." This was doubtless owing to his experience as an exorcist. Father Marin had exorcised a demon on an earlier occasion in his ministry. But the answer Father Marin gave is quite a rejoinder to those Philip Reiff identified who believe with a kind of religious fervor that after the triumph of the therapeutic, there will be nothing further to say in terms of the old style of despair and hope. Despair remains stubbornly with us. All we need do is consult the current suicide rates for young people, or maybe consider the suicide rates for those who have sought to change their gender and found worse misery in the false state of trans. Are psychological therapies all we have to offer them? A priest's ministry is always a ministry of hope. We need to bear this in mind now more than ever, especially as Lent prepares us for Easter.